This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Measles is on the rise around the world and the Bahamas is at risk,
which makes us very vulnerable as a nation for the possible outbreak of measles cases.
Every Saturday in May from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ministry of Health and Wellness will host MMR immunization visits in South Beach, Coconut Grove, Fox Hill, and Elizabeth Estates. Clinics in these areas will remain open until 8 p.m. twice per week. Get your child immunized now.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, May 19th, and this is after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your Monday. That means you can call in and say what is on your mind, right, respectfully, and we talk about whatever you want to talk about. But there are a number of things trending in the Nassau Guardian that you need to go out and buy, right? Because the Guardian is full of news. You know what is trending in the news today is the sale of that resort in Grand Bahama. People are still celebrating. Bahamians are celebrating. People in Grand Bahama specifically are celebrating. And, of course, there are still a number of questions. But there are a number of new information we have actually gleaned, got information on. We finally got a price one day later, 24 hours later, of the price at which Concord Wellshire paid. It was $120 million, right, for the Grand Lucayan Golf Course and Golf Course. So we're going to actually read that article and see what we can glean from that. It is $120 million a good price? I say, man, that's significant. I didn't expect to get that much, right? I thought we was going to get one, 20, 30 million, because we just needed to get the property off our hands. So if our government, if the Minister of Tourism, if the negotiators were able to get this much money, now, mind, I'm notwithstanding how much money we spent already, because we spent a couple million dollars, well, over $120 million for the purchase and for the monthly $1 million that the government have incurred because of the purchase of the hotel itself. I think $120 million is reasonable and fantastic, right? Fantastic. Also, I see our prime minister, my prime minister, said, headline inside the National Guardian says, Davis tells the PLP to get battle ready. Oh, when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown. I love political season, right? Even though the city elections aren't going to call anytime soon, I don't feel in the air. But when election season happens, people just get tanks. Not like Aaron Demer, don't get no things, but people just get things. And I love the election period, hoping many of people, many of Bahamians get things.
I just get things.
You get things?
Material jokes. I get jokes. Oh my goodness. Material, comedy routine, political satire.
Back in the day, the last election, I tend to do a show about the election songs. I'm hoping that I can do that again. Mm-hmm. All right. The gentleman from Andres, he got the best song last year. Oh, maybe.
Lundy.
Yeah. Lundy's song was powerful. So I'm hoping that he's able to produce again so I can hear some songs, or some political songs.
You know what I find fascinating? Lundy is perhaps one of the most articulate.
He went to SAC. He educated.
But he represented South Andres. What do you mean he went to SAC?
He went to SAC.
He didn't go to the high school in South Andres?
I doubt it.
He went to SAC. In South Andres?
Well, he born in South Andres, and they ship him out. Like most people who know good school in Nassau.
Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, he's very articulate.
Extremely
articulate.
Now,
mind you, people prejudge him. But I mean, in terms of smartness and acuteness, he's quite aware.
Every once in a while, he says the most amazing things. And then, and then every once in a while, you hear him, like when they had the fires in Andrus, at the DRMA briefing.
Yeah.
I was like, I sure David say, don't let this place speak before me never again.
Because he's competent. Yeah. Or seemingly competent. Articulate. Let's say that word. Articulate.
Yeah. I was most impressed. And it's not a dig on him.
No, no, no. When you have a family island MP, you tend to give him a bly, right? So, okay, don't worry. They're for the family island. But he is one of the better articulate MPs that we do have. He can explain himself.
I'd like to hear him speak more.
And he doesn't speak enough.
Right. I just concerned.
He's a backbencher. That's what he is. He's a backbencher. So you don't speak a lot.
He can't be a backbencher, man. He's in
what the ministry of health.
He's in OPM.
Yeah.
With responsibility for water and sewage.
He's an assistant. They have a minister for water and sewage.
They don't have a minister.
They don't have a minister for water and sewage.
Remember the cabinet shuffle, 2023 cabinet shuffle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a substantive ministry. For water and
remember, Ministry of Works.
And we talked about that. No, we talked about that, Nuri, because it was concerning because there was no rationale presented
the conversation.
For the changes. BTC sits in a portfolio, but in the office of the Prime Minister, I think. Mm-hmm. Water and sewerage sits separately, right? Mm. And those have been, I think they've been separated from Ministry of Works.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's one of these things we got to delve more into and remind people. We have a caller already, early, right? It's open line Monday, so the caller can speak on almost anything, right? Or whatever trend that he wants to speak on. I see a number of behemoths are up in arms as usual. Every year on the 17th-ish, behemoths come up in arms because the Haitians.
Oh, because I thought you was going to say International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia is also May
17th.
That's it.
Oh, well, you know,
I thought that's what people were
three things behemoths is gangsta about. There's the gay people and then the Haitians. Every time they speak during their Independence Day or Flag
Haitians,
Day celebration.
Haitians, homosexuals, and heathens.
Yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah.
The Triple H.
Yeah, the Triple H. Right? Let's get upset. Let's get upset. But let's go to this column and let's get some of these articles ready because I want to hear Prime Minister Philip Davis is talking about get battle ready. How does one get battle ready? Do you put the full armor on? The breastplate. Anyway, let's go to the column.
You're going to say you fill out your declaration form correctly and completely.
Well, that, all of that. Get ready. Get ready. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, but CA Nuri. Aaron Green is with me.
Good morning, Brother Nuri and Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Ms. Green, I miss your show. I wanted to call it, but I'll leave that for another day.
Yes, sir.
But be ready now.
Yes, sir.
Be ready now. First thing, the Ministry of Works. It has to be under ministry.
No, not Works.
I mean, sorry.
Water and sewage.
It has to be under ministry. If it's government-owned, some minister has to be in charge of it.
No, I didn't say that a minister wasn't in charge of it.
Under ministry.
Listen, with Lundy in the office of the prime minister.
Okay, but it has to be under somebody. And another thing, too. Mr. Green, if you go on a car lot and you pick a car that has a value of $40,000. And they say, give them 5% down. And you pay X amount of money a month. Does that change the value on the car?
No. Okay, so you're saying that it doesn't change the value, but it changes how much you paid for it.
You pay more.
Yeah, you paid more, but that doesn't change the value of the car.
Okay.
You ever watch?
I draw that illustration.
Yeah.
With the hotel in Grand Bahama.
Uh huh.
If the people were to give them 50% down.
Uh huh.
And decide to give them X amount of money, a month, a year, a quarter, however, they still end up with $120 million or more. It wouldn't be no less. The value ain't gonna drop. The value can go up if anything.
Okay,
am I correct?
No, two things. We assess car value and property value totally differently, right? So I can be, but what I could tell you is we assess car value and property value differently.
The minute you put in the car of that lot, the value drops.
Yeah.
The value on the value of property don't drop. The value on properties go up.
It depends, because you could be in Freeport, which is a hurricane zone. But also, the value will depend on the maintenance of the entity on the property.
Well, I feel like, and I am a government supporter. I am the BLP supporter, but I'm a Bahamian first.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the government did a good thing with that hotel. Now, I hear the chairman of the op saying how much money they spent on the pardon tree and all of this and all of that and all of that. You have to guess what your first impression is. Your best impression.
Uncle,
so
you've gone too far there. But I understand your point, but you went too far.
They may want to buy the whole bazaar property next.
No. Not by the impression.
Give them some type of good.
No. You're wrong. Not by the impression, but by the value and how much money they make. Rich people don't worry about impression. They see an opportunity to make money.
I know you couldn't have been there for what I said. You didn't answer me. But let me say this to you. If I meet a lady for the first time...
We ain't talking about ladies. We're talking about governments and money.
No, I'm just using an illustration.
But let's talk about just governments and the money.
Okay, this government now then, and the money. This $120 million. Could I say damn on the radio? Is a damn good deal.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
It's a good deal.
Okay.
Now, the only thing is, let's make sure they get that $120 million.
Yes.
And they will go down in Grand Bahama's history.
Okay, see, but it's for me, it's not just getting the $120 million. What's $120 million? When Mr. Short Set, mm-hmm. SBF was here, $120 million was nothing.
It's petty change.
Right, people were salivating for an opportunity to be in FTX's presence because they know $120 million, like you say, is chump change in that space. The $120 million means nothing. To get in $100, it's the sustained operation of the entity to the benefit of the Bahamian people. What happens if these guys invest $100,000, and the government match the investment, right, with expanding infrastructure and capacity in Grand Bahama, ensuring that the staff, the people them say they're going to have, what, 1,300 permanent jobs, right?
Uh-huh.
Where the people can live. The government, somebody's going to have to make other investments in Grand Bahama, right? Let's say in 5 years, or let's be generous, in 10 years, each side has invested 75. Let's say the hotel has invested 75 of the 120 they say they're going to invest, and the government has invested $25 million, right? That's $100 million in preparing Grand Bahama for this project and the project itself. And a Dorian comes through. God forbid. What's the contingency plan?
And I think we're going to be ahead of ourselves.
No, we can't be going ahead of ourselves.
No, I'm talking about in terms of, we haven't reached that conversation yet. Because we didn't read it. But this is my point.
I got you.
The entity plans to invest $800 million. The 100. 800.
$800 million. Yeah.
And the 120 is actually the payment for the land or the property itself.
I know. But I just using that 120.
I understand that. Yeah. And I think there is a debate on whether the entity can come up with the rest of the money instead of paying this a mortgage. I'm not saying that's the debate, but that's what a number of people are concerned with. And it shows that perhaps they don't have the wherewithal to continue. And I see you mentioned, what if a hurricane comes, do they have the wherewithal to continue? And I said, but we have to read the article first to get to that point, and then you could lay all those questions on.
Get there. Before we get into the grits of it, right, mm-hmm. the meat of it, The two pictures we saw of the groundbreaking, we saw the larger group with the prime minister, and we saw a smaller group with the prime minister, right? The average Bahamian, looking at those two pictures, what in those pictures, what presented to us in the pictures, in the articles, is substantively different from what has been presented to us time and time again with this specific project and with other national level projects.
So let's stick on this particular subject. We know we've had other entities who signed heads of agreement for this particular project, right?
Yeah.
And they fall through.
Right.
Then there was a long lull period of time as government went forward and searched for a buyer, and they tarried. They said they had a buyer for a while. They say they are doing some introspection, some interrogation, some confirming that these people, whoever the persons were at that time, had the wherewithal to continue. Then, out of the blue, they come and say, yes, we have finished that interrogation. We have confirmed or we are satisfied that these people are not like the ones previously, but can fulfill this project. Now, going back on to your concern on what is different, the government now put their support or their signature endorsement to say this cannot be like the other ones. And this is why they had a pump and pageantry and invited the whole world with all the cameras and all the extra food and all the Grand Bahamians and people from Nassau, because they have done the interrogation to confirm that this will not falter through. Like, what are the people who said it's going to do the deal and only do the one in Nassau, out west? None of that again. But let's go to the caller. You should see the caller.
It's facing.
Let's go to the caller, and then we continue with the articles. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM. Open
hey,
line today.
Ms. Grant.
Good day.
Hey, listen, I call it from Grand Bahama. I don't visit Grand Bahama. I don't live. I don't have family here. I live here.
Yes, sir.
I can look at my back door and see the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a vested interest in Grand Bahama, and I stay at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
In April 11, 2017, former Prime Minister Christie, who won a campaign rally at the FMI quarters in Grand Bahama, got up on the stage and told the PRP supporters that we signed an agreement to sell the Alokaya. I don't know if you all recall that.
Yeah, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Let's fast forward to when Dr. Menace came in, signed a heads-on agreement with RCL. Let's go again to when the PRP came in, they canceled that agreement and came on stage again. Money is in the bank. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So now here it is. They had this big party in Grand Bahama, 5 weeks and all. Again, telling Grand Bahama the hotel sold. We have a reason to be skeptical. We have reasons to be skeptical. And in particular, when there's no details about the sale of the hotel. If you look at the I think it's the Tribune or the Guardian article, Garvin Boo, he write up, that was not a sale. That's a signing off the heads of agreement. That was not a sale. It's the money in the bank here. It's the down payment in the bank. It's anything in the bank. So we are optimistic. We are optimistic about the whole project, but we are also skeptical about the whole project. So if we are Grand Bahama is not celebrating, we have a reason to be celebrating, because this is the fourth time. The fourth time. How much more we can take?
And I appreciate you, Carl. The difference in this time is the government claimed that they took their time. They understand the three times. Didn't they say that the last time?
Didn't they say that the last time?
No, this, they said that the last time, meaning this one. But I hear you with your point. That they plan to interrogate these people more, so they said.
And furthermore, I'm hearing that the government is saying that the opposition didn't show up to the signing of the Oxford Group Agreement.
Yes.
Knowing what we know about this administration, knowing what we know how the Speaker of the House has been treating opposition over the last many years in the House of Assembly, can I honestly say that the government sent the opposition an invitation, an official invitation? If you were to send someone an invitation, shouldn't there be an email trail? Shouldn't there be someone who signed on behalf of the government or who signed on behalf of the opposition to receive that invitation, that official invitation?
And I hear you, and I listened to another radio program on that day where they posed that question, and someone from the office of the Prime Minister said, yes, an official invitation went out, and they also said they sent it out in time, because it was a follow-up question. Did you send it out in time?
Caller, yeah. I want to say thank you. Thank you very much for that. Or at least let me jump in the conversation with you, because I heard that some government officials had to travel with the U.S. staff.
Yes.
So you send me an invitation to the event, and you know there's no flights going, no boat going. For me to go, I have to charter a plane to get there. In fact, you didn't even organize transportation for yourself. You had to hitch a ride with the U.S. Embassy staff, right, with their outfit. What you mean? It don't matter? First of all, I get plenty email invites the day of
yes.
events, the day before events, and the day after the event. But if you didn't have sufficient accommodation, do you expected them to swim there? You expected them to jet ski there?
And I would assume that the opposition would respond in kind and explain that. But we didn't know that yet. They haven't responded yet to say, this is the reason that why we weren't there. However, we sent out a representative on the ground there to show our support.
So they did send representatives?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Carl. You have anything else to say? Yeah. Okay, thanks. You want to go to the next caller before we go Saturday?
Yeah, let's go to the next caller.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
And to Aaron Green. Good morning to the nation.
Good morning.
Mr. Nuri and Ms. Green, sometimes I hold back from making comments, but I feel that it is so necessary to make a comment today. I mean, I don't understand Grand Bahamians and Grand Bahama.
You live in Grand Bahama?
No, ma'am, I don't live
maybe
in Grand
Bahama. I don't understand them either, but I never lived there. Maybe that's part of it.
But the thing is, you know, they had a government which they support, who they gave 5 seats, who have never done anything for them. The FNM cannot put their, our government cannot put their hands on anything substantial that they have done for Grand Bahama. Now you have a government that actually fighting for them, trying to rebound their economy, and all they do is call the talk shows and complain the screen. Listen to me, I have an absolute problem with that. Now, they need to be very glad that I'm not the prime minister.
What you going to do when you're not the prime minister?
If I was the prime minister, I would put them so far on the back burner they'll never see light again.
You would have punished Bahamians. You
know I mean, how much further on the back burner could they go if you all refuse to have question time? Listen, how much far on the back burner could they go if I just say
those Bahamian citizens are so ungrateful. I cannot understand. You had the U.S. Embassy who bought a number of their staff. And you know the new U.S. Embassy is not going to be a part of anything that is bogus or anything that is not reputation that they're putting on the line.
So let me ask you a question. If the U.S. Embassy, who is loosely affiliated with the project, was able to organize sufficient air capacity for their staff, how come the Bahamas government, who is responsible and in charge of everything in the country, could not ensure that there was sufficient airlift capacity for the opposition and their own administration members?
Ms. Green, the opposition is responsible for the opposition. They're the Queen's loyal opposition. So they're supposed to be in the position to make, and not only that, they live in Grand Bahama. I mean, come on. How could you live in Grand Bahama and not have transportation to come to an opening of something of such importance to Grand Bahamians?
What if they were in New Providence waiting for question time?
Ms. Green, listen, you can make all the excuses you want.
I mean, is attending the House of Assembly an excuse? So two things. Is attending the House of Assembly an excuse, and is attending the funeral for Boswick an excuse?
Ms. Green, there are so many things that happens in a country in a day's time. That's why you should plan. That's why you should plan, and you should make proper plans for events and stuff like that, and then you decide. If you decide that you're going to support a funeral, or if you decide you're going to sit at the House of Assembly where the leader...
ain't nothing important happening in the House of Assembly. I agree with you.
Then you're making bad decisions.
I agree with you. Nothing of importance. Thank you, caller. I agree with you. Since Mario Boleg went in the House and tabled an unaudited report, in the face of the Auditor General's report, I agree with you. Is it nothing of importance to take place in the House of Assembly?
And this is why this Grand Bahamian deal must succeed. It can't falter going up. Because if it does falter, or anything goes haywire, then everyone can say, see, this is exactly what
it
you
It failed
meant.
Because the opposition didn't show up.
No, it can't be that. Let's go to the
call. As soon as my operative count the shovels... Mm-hmm. And I realize that ain't no shovel in Grand Bahama for me, the leader of the opposition.
Yeah.
I come in.
Yeah. And also, people are asking, is the money, the $120 million, important? When you're dealing with Bahamian land, it's important.
All of it's important.
You can't tell me you get the rest later.
This is not their rent money.
No.
This ain't their land. This
my money is supposed to go in the
this
bank.
This belongs to us.
Or you can't get possession of it.
And on the face of it, there's supposed to be transparency. Mm-hmm. See, that's why this conversation is so laughable, right? Like, why didn't pintard them come? Why didn't they show up? You worried about them? Why you didn't make a space for us, the people, in any part of the process?
All kind of behemoths showed up. They fly. Anyway, let's go to the caller. I saw people who live in Nassau got flown over. Let's go. Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Murray.
Hello.
You're live.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, C.A. Murray and Aaron Green. Mavis Johnson calling here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling not to chime in on politics, but I'm calling to, you said anything, right?
Yes,
it's open line.
Go ahead.
It's open mic. Open
line.
So I just wanted to invite your audience to attend our revival at the Annex Baptist Church coming up next week. It's revival time. The pastor there is the Apostle Mitchell E. Jones. And, you know, we talk about politics, we talk about powers, we talk about social ills in our country. And we believe, those of us who are in the church, we believe that a lot of things can be resolved through praying, can be easier, the burdens can be easier to bear if persons turn to God. And we truly believe that. And so, CA and Aaron, we want to invite your audience to come out next week and be a part of this rich experience where we invite God to help us get through some things. We have some dynamic speakers in the persons of the president of the Christian Council and the Bahamas Baptist Missionary and Educational Convention, Bishop Delton Fernander. We also have Reverend Dr. Ransford Patterson. We have Apostle Paul Butler from the Christian Fellowship Center. Dynamic, anointed men of God.
Which day is this?
Music. Stirring music. If you like foot-stomping, good old-fashioned gospel music, C.A., you were saying something?
Which day is this?
The dates are May 26th through 30th. Okay. May 26th through 30th, nightly at 7 p.m. Come out and be blessed.
And where is it again?
At the Annex Baptist Church, located on Wolf Road in Pinedale, in the heart of New Providence. In the heart of New Providence. I'm hoping that I can see you, C.A., to come out one night.
At least one night.
And join hands with us as we reach and trouble the throne and ask for peace on our streets. Ask for families to be mended, for broken homes to be mended, and just seek God's presence and guidance. We know that there's going to be a word from the Lord.
Okay.
These speakers are anointed men of God. So in the midst of all the turmoil, Aaron and C.A., there's a light.
Okay, thank you very much for the invite. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
That's next week at Annex Baptist Church. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AMCA Nuri, open line today. Go ahead, caller.
Miss Nuri, how are you doing, sir?
I am live, man. Go ahead.
Miss Green, how are you?
I good.
Miss Green.
Yes, sir.
You know, the mamas respect you, Miss Nuri. Miss Green, please, don't make excuses for Michael Pendard, man. Hey, Miss Green, with all due respect, right? Michael Pendard went away to London, him and his wife.
Oh, he's away?
No. I said, Michael Pendard went away to to London when it was convenient for him. But, hey, Miss Green.
Mm-hmm. Are you right here?
Let me keep asking, Miss Green. There's no excuse in the world to justify why Michael Pendard and all Freddy Thompson didn't attend the opening. Because nobody, this man want to be prime minister. No, in the world, you could justify the people of Grandmama not coming to the event that benefit them. To me, so Miss Green, so don't do this. Okay? I mean, let Michael Pendard come to the show. Explain, but
y'all practice a weird politics, but
yeah, it's different. But it's if different Grand Bahama decide to vote for them, that means that they appreciate him not coming. You going? Because now the proof could be in the pudding when they decide on who they decide to vote on. Let's go to the next caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Oh, good morning, Miss Green and Mister Nui.
Go ahead, you're live.
You know, maybe it's a headless heads of agreement. Just maybe, okay. Now, I'm sickened by the level of political buffoonery and these political imbeciles calling these talk shows as if some of them grateful and who's this. Man, listen, man, these guys are sick in their minds, Ms. Green. And I like your critique, Ms. Green. I mean, whose money is it? Why is it that people are so subservient and obedient, right? My attacks are never personal, but I would like to ask the ruling party certain questions, right? And so before I do that, I'd just like to make a statement as it relates to the PM's speech, since he had a speech writer that wrote it, right? Now, the hardest subject for me in school was the English language. I still passed history O-level, so that means I was able to write biology and all of those things. I was able to write. But what I'm saying is, remember now, the word is an auxiliary verb, right? So that means that even though some words may end in S, you still use it is. You know that, right, Ms. Green? So he said politics, I don't say mathematics are or economics are. So he said politics are, politics is. So that's what I'm saying. That's just a correction there for me. I don't know who noticed that. Everybody is being fastidious about everything else, right? Now, I just had my Haitian-American friend who grew up in the States but born in Freeport, Kenya, and he was involved in an incident with the police. And he is alleged that he said, this is what he said, I wanted him to say it for himself. He said that they turned up the camera in an altercation with them roughing up his mother. They turned up the camera and turned it back on. He said when they stumped him, allegedly stumped him in the stomach, defecation came out of his you-know-what. And so what I'm saying is, I don't want you to put me in a position as hating migrants. Now, what I'm saying is, at the beginning of the show, you guys made like a little trivial remark to the migration. I don't know if you guys are aware of how serious the migration crisis is in this country. I don't know if you guys are really aware of it. So the ruling party would be, why are they allowing these people to get citizenship who don't deserve it? And they're also giving out, I was to by a government project the other day to see a friend, and there was a guy from social services engaged in a Haitian to contract for the wars. We see where they have the contracts for immigration. So what is going on in this country? Who is Mr. Davis actually meaning? But don't tell me I hate no Haitians. What I'm saying is I have to love myself and my family and my people. So why are we and the political party siding with filling us up and also the farce of a narrative, Ms.
Okay, Green. Hold on, 52. Let's speak to that one particular issue. Let me reiterate it, right? Because what you the conditions that you are upset about, they exist. I'm not doubting that. But for a conversation...
But Ms. Green, this is a matter of national security.
I'm trying to talk to you, 52. Right? The approach to the matter, you are participating in an intentional act of generating hysteria.
I'm not. There's no hysteria, Ms. Green. I live in Nassau. I'm older than you. I'm not generating any hysteria.
I'm not saying 52. I just need you to listen, 52. I just need you to listen for a second. Fred Mitchell, in his capacity as chairman of the PLP party, has come out and reiterated it several times. He's gone to the point of insulting us, demeaning us, condescending to us. Oh, you must be living on another planet. You must be, right, like deaf if you haven't. At this point now, it requires a substantive response to what has been said to the public. Mr. Mitchell has come out and said, we need the migration. I'm not saying I agree with him. I'm telling you what he has said. These are policy statements. You need to respond to the policy statements. I sat on this radio for a couple of years with people ridiculing me and attacking me, saying that I call in Bahamians lazy and they don't want to work. We have a housing crisis exacerbated, right, by a labor crisis. We have a migrant crisis exacerbated by a labor crisis, right? And the government is telling you they want the migrants. They need tax base. They need more labor. And on a broader health issue, we need to expand the gene pool. They've said it repeatedly, right? People see what's happening. The question is, are the people on the ground responding in a way that is effective and efficient, substantively, so that they could engage the government and shift the policy? That's what's at hand now. We've already moved past the point of acknowledging that there's a problem. What are you going to do about it, and how are you going to address it? And hopefully it's in a way that could make a real difference.
Let's go to the rest of the calls now. The phone's like lit. We didn't get to read this article today. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, CA and Aaron.
Good morning.
Now, I could remember quite clearly when the Prime Minister offered printout a ride somewhere, and they turned around and made political mischief. But people are brave to be like Finland. Don't check for the FNM. But they are a disruptive party. Don't go up so they carry on by, down the sitting in the road, block the bridge.
screen at the cast the bus the boat over there. They did it at the disruptive party, and it was a bad deal. Michael Scott, who's the FNL, the chairman, that's a bad deal. $64 million, damn, by the paint,
$64 million.
Let's go to the next call. Go ahead, producer. Guardian Radio AM. Call again once. Go to the next call. Guardian Radio AM, can you hear me?
Yes, how you doing to both of you?
Go ahead,
yeah. Grand Bahama. But before I get to the Grand Bahama issue, let me just make a statement that the Prime Minister said. I mean, office people that said, Michael Pintard has been in politics for whatever amount of time. And what does he have to show for it? In a model referencing in the context of success. I am disturbed by that statement. And why am I disturbed by that statement? Because essentially, the Prime Minister is basically saying that you should go into politics, or at least he has went into politics for what it can be done, what can be done for him. It shows Mr. Davis's character. It seems to me, politics, Mr. Davis, is about personal profit and growth, not to service bohemians. I mean, are you telling me you go to Parliament for enrichment, empowerment, and to develop a name for yourself? Or is it to serve the bohemian people? It just begs the question, what is the agenda of the Progressive Party? Is it the family, friends, lover regime? Again, maybe it is. But on Grand Bahama, you know, we've 68 years since 1967, 40 plus of those years, maybe going towards 50, governed by the progressive, has been done for Grand Bahama. I can tell you one thing that's been done for Grand Bahama, the ban on break speech by Sir Lyndon Pinley. But when you look at the economic development of Grand Bahama, the hotel, the shipyard, the container port, Bopak transfer from Boko, and all of the major activities in Grand Bahama came under the Free National Movement. Even the things for which the government now takes credit for is initiated and started. Yes, they could make clear that, oh, we reap the fruit, but you did not sow the ground or plant the seeds or water it and maintain it. And so it seems to me that that individual who wants to talk with Grand Bahama suffers from an acute case of ignorance which can be cured with information. But now, when you talk about this hotel, this supposedly hotel deal, right, and you put it in the context that it should be in. You know, we have these letter of intents, MOU, heads of agreements, and sales agreements. First of all, a heads of agreement is a non-binding agreement. It's a mid-stage pre-contract with more details of how you would continue until you come to a sales agreement. Now, IC knows this, okay? Absolutely. I don't care how they market it. The KC knows this. And so we have to ask ourselves, you know, you have a $1 billion company that would most likely do their research. They didn't just say, we got an extra 100 million, 200 million, let's go to Grand Bahama. To know almost 10 years ago that appraisal on that property after the hurricane was in the $50 million deal. If you look at their plan that they presented to us, it did not include any of those $3 billion. Let me ask you, do you think they paid for the billions so they could tear them down and put them away? I don't think so. Okay? So it then comes to question, what are they paying $120 million for? And what are we giving for them? And here's how a head agreement can be. If I give you $300 million worth of concessions, you would agree to give me $100 million as an almost like an buying this, but it's treated as an advance payment on the $300 million or the $500 million over 10 years of concessions, taxes, that I would give you. This is why it's important for us to see that heads of agreement before it gets to the stage of a sales agreement, to see if the Bahamian people would support such a position. And so even as they talk about the seven stages, for those of us that live on Grand Bahama, we understand the way that was worded, the context, because each of those stages he speak of, except for the three different plots that they're going to build on, is separate deals, and at least three of them involve private, separate individuals who have nothing to do with that result, but who may complement it in the way this, the way they are structuring it. And so they themselves made it abundantly clear that even their development is in multiple stages.
Okay. So, we have our lines full, and they're all listening to you. Let me have them respond to you.
Right. We just can't expect disclosure from this person, from this group of people, if they have not given us disclosure in the last 4 years. Behavior could tell us what will happen in the future, and we know what to do. Vote them out.
Okay, let's hear that. Okay, let's go to the next caller here. We still didn't get to read the article yet, but...
No, I will read.
Hey, no, you will read. Go ahead, caller. I can give an open line today. Go ahead. Call going once.
Hello.
Go ahead, you're live.
Yeah, Paul Pierre, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Okay, let me move fast. I know government is, at least I believe government's supposed to be continuous, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it might have been Hubert Ingham or part of the F&M who did that deal in Grand Bahama, Freeport, what you call it, Hutchison One Pool or something like that. I say that to the caller. I call him a PLP political troll who say the people are ungrateful. I think the F&M did that, but I don't look at it like that because governance is continuous. One start, the next one finish it whatsoever, right? To the political troll, the PL political troll, right? These are the kind of people Mr. Davis have around him. These are the kind of people who are positioning the party to tell him, say, if he was the prime minister, he would have put them people on the back burner. I don't know if he mean the Freeport people or he mean people who call and criticize or persons who just have simple questions, who feel like not enough information is there. Bradley Camp, you said this grace, brother. Come on,
don't
all
don't call the people name like that, man. Papa.
Thank you very much, Papa. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guide me there. Caller, green ones.
Mrs. Smith.
Oh, go ahead.
Hold on.
Good morning. Aaron, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good, thank you. All right.
I want to say to one of your callers, Mr. 62 or something like that, he's very rude to the Bahamian people. He wants us to listen to him on all of y'all talk shows. And then he turns around and calls us sheeples, ignorant. They say, we are educated people just like him. And I'm tired of hearing him every day insulting me as a listener on y'all talk show, and y'all don't even call him out. And I know there's other people that I know that don't like it. And y'all sits there every day and allow this man to call us stupid, sheeples. The ignorance in this and this and next thing. What make him think he's the only educated Bahamian in the Bahamas? Montel 52 catch herself. He's just a rude man. And now Papa following the same line of being rude to the average Bahamian people and ranting and raving. This show is not just for them, and they call every show. Y'all need to start calling them out now, or I can change the dial. Tell Dwight Thron this, Miss Young, say this.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all gotta stop these people, and y'all have a certain crew of callers just cuss out the Bahamian people and calling us all kind of names. We buy the paper too online. We support the Guardian, and y'all gotta stop letting these rude listeners call us, insult people. I just listen. I don't call. Sometimes my blood pressure is flipping fly up in there, like this morning with this 52 from this morning. He ranted. He need to go pay y'all and get a show. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay,
I'm
Michelle.
I'm tired.
I appreciate your call, Michelle.
All right.
Thanks again. Let's move to the next caller there. We need to do better, Aaron. Go ahead. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead. Got it, really am.
Hey, good afternoon. Good day. Good day.
Good day.
Miss Green and Mr. Nuri. Hey, this open show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mind you, my cut finger itching. You see, Miss Young, and she endorsed it. She said, "You could cut these people now again, Miss Green."
Yeah, well, sometimes you know, I didn't get cut several times. I was calling for a very long time.
Love that you call back every time. Here, don't watch nothing.
Yeah, but I can keep calling. I mind if you all cut me. But at the end of the day, what's going on in the country, right? When it relates to the political realm, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're seeing the same old movie being played out again, right? Now the caller what delusionally this caller on this radio and can't see what's going on with his government, right? And just want people to continue to have a blind the Bremen people's eyes they'll wake up, they'll open.
Don't worry, nobody touched the button.
Pardon?
I said nobody touched the button, you still here.
Yeah, we didn't see some things we saw before happening in this country, man, you know? And mm-hmm. and it's so foolish for us to be pretending like our leaders, them pretending, like, for instance, the deal what they just made, right, with the people, with this company. If you check the history of this company ain't have no history of completing nothing. Right, so these people them up for another embarrassment, because at the end of the day, this company, anybody could do their own research on this company, and they will see that this company is a company with slips properly. So by next year, this company might already then sell this property before they build or lay a block.
We will look and wait and see. Right now, they plan to spend $800 million.
Yeah, but see, that's the carrot. That's the carrot. That's what they keep telling us to vote for them, right? But because what if they did do this from 3 years ago? We probably would have then seen some structure in the ground, or we would have seen another flawed deal. Any one of them. But to say or to suggest because of this political season that we can see $800 million anytime soon in Grand Bahama. Hey, they doing the same thing to us over and repeatedly, man. You guys have a nice day.
Thanks. Dude, is the doubt warranted, Aaron?
Yes, the doubt is warranted.
You said Debbie Downer, man.
No, listen, the doubt is warranted. It's no indictment on the company. Right, we heard the critique.
Yeah, we ain't talking about the company.
Sharing.
We talking about the company.
The doubt is no indictment on the company. Just put that on the side for now, mm-hmm. right? Of course, there's doubt. Like the caller said, they've done been through this four times mm-hmm. before, right? Or three times before this.
Three.
Fourth,
it makes this four time now.
With this specific matter, right? Then the other commentary that was shared. We still waiting for the expenditure report for the Golden Jubilee.
You can never get that. Don't ask that.
The local chair, the Carifta, the chair of the local committee for Carifta, called the report garbage. The minister then gets up and tables an unaudited report. We've had no word from the government mm-hmm. on which report whose report shall you believe? We have no word on which report that they took in. Of course, people's gonna have doubt. And that's the wider critique. That's why last week you called me a Debbie Downer, and I'm fighting it, because it's ridiculous for people to not have doubt. Nothing substantive has been put on the table at all that could convince anybody that there are guarantees that
I want bait you, but let's go to the callers first. Mm-hmm. I can bait you. Who bulldozed for AM with CA Nuri? But you don't see the bulldozing? They had a tractor there. Surely that means something. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Doing well.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah, finally got through. Finally, it wasn't easy this morning, Mr. Newry, but I appreciate the open line. Sure, you're having the day, Mr. Newry. I really appreciate it. But before I really say what I want to say, I feel as if we as a public, we spend a little bit too much time discussing our employees from a perspective where we're just discussing the drama and talking about things from a observance perspective, and not from a perspective where we're trying to problem solve or change the playbook or change the way we do it. I mean, if you look at it every day in and day out, we talk about the drama and the confusion and the not knowing. I mean, it's amazing how our lives are consumed with our employees. You know what I mean? Wendy's our employees, and we should be able to just correct this problem. I don't understand how come we can't just get together and fix this problem. But Ms. Nuri, I tried to read my little poem for you the other day, but you didn't let me finish it, you see, because the other day when we was having that conversation, I sent...
How long is this poem you want to read?
I don't know who's mine in it.
How long the poem is you have to read now?
I mean, I ain't got it on me right now.
Okay, so let's move to the next, move to the next issue then. We got about 3 minutes left. I will read this article.
Yeah, but 52, right? I mean, because this open line, 52. That day, 52 had called in, and he had said something about me, much about that. Perspective on someone made him sick. But the thing about it is that I had 52 had done it before.
Caller, I can hurt your feelings. I'm so sorry. I can hurt your feelings. Let's go to the next caller quickly. I don't think it's an appropriate space to talk about 52 and your engagement.
Let's go, caller.
Good morning, caller.
Hey.
Hi. You got 30 seconds.
For for Mr. C.A. For Mr. C.A.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. On this company that we just signed with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do research on them?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they legit?
Yes, they're legit.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's go to the next caller quickly. You got 30 seconds.
Call girl once. Call girl twice. You have a chance to read, Aaron. Go ahead.
All right. Davis tells PLP, get battle ready. PM says Pintard is just an actor who has never had a real job, telling members of the PLP that it is time to get battle ready. PLP leader Philip Brave Davis said yesterday that the party's only real enemy is division. Davis, who addressed party members during a men's branch meeting at PLP headquarters, said the party must be united ahead of the next election. He said the PLP doesn't have time for gossip, backbiting, and rumors. Davis also lambasted Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard as an actor who has never had a real job. But hold on, I just saw it in the previous section. You say you didn't have time to do that. Or is it just that you don't have the time to do that within your own party? But you could, because you need to do it to other people outside your party. Anyway, Prime Minister, remember when you said that Bahamian politics had become feral? You're calling Mr. Pintard, a comedian who's never had a real job, as a perfect example of feral politics. It's beneath you, sir. And right now, me and seven other people I know ready to give you, Mrs. Marie Davis, all your beautiful and smart, intelligent children up just for Pike Road Traffic Management Team. Right now.
This is being Canyon Radio AM.
You ever thought I was going to call on the colonizers to come back and save us?
Have a wonderful day.
The Bahamas is at risk,
which makes us very vulnerable as a nation for the possible outbreak of measles cases.
Every Saturday in May from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ministry of Health and Wellness will host MMR immunization visits in South Beach, Coconut Grove, Fox Hill, and Elizabeth Estates. Clinics in these areas will remain open until 8 p.m. twice per week. Get your child immunized now.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.